Okay, we're recording.
Good evening.
Hi.
Okay, just trying to get your attention. The monthly meeting of the San Carlos State Water Control District Board is now called to order. It's 6:00 PM on December 18th, 2023. I thank all of you for your attention. At this point, we're going to do the invocation and the pledge allegiance to the flag. Lord, we just ask you to be here tonight, let your presence be felt with everyone that's here. Guide and direct everything that is done, let your peace be upon this meeting. Lord, I thank you for your directions, that you give everyone exactly what needs to be done according to your will and your way. We thank you for the blessing that we have, the wonderful place that we have to live. Lord, help us not to mess it up, help us always to do what you would have us to do to make it even better. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're going to bypass the agenda for just a moment. I'd like to allow Douglas to go ahead and speak in case he's got other...
In case you want to leave, if you want.
No, I'll stay the whole meeting.
Well, go ahead and give us an update. Pardon?
Just turn it on in your...
Yes, you have to use it. Anybody who wants to speak, you're allowed 3 minutes when we give you time, but there's your mic.
So just checking in to give you guys an update. We're about 90% done with the perimeter canal system. We had a little bit of a slowdown with the 22-acre parcel up front. He didn't want to allow us on his property to trim, so we've given 30 days notice. We are there now. We're doing that. We're going to work back and pick all that stuff up. So the goal is perimeter canal system done by Christmas, and then we'll start in the interior of the district. Now, when I say perimeter canal system is done, that doesn't mean done. Once everything in the district is done, I'm going to do a personal walk around the whole district, and I'm going to walk hand in hand with the gentleman I use that sprays herbicide on invasive and exotic vegetation when they're going to kind of bring down the future growth. That stuff will have a blue dye in it. So if you guys see any blue dye in the ditch, that's what that is. Don't touch it, you know, the whole nine yards. But that's the game plan for the next, I'd say, month or so here.
Thank you.
Does that mean animals like fish and stuff that...
Excuse me. You have to go through the board, you have to speak. And if you're going to speak, you have to go to the podium so everybody can hear you.
Even if I ask a question?
Even if you're asking...
Mine wasn't that important.
I go over, so it's spot spraying, it'll dry in 30 minutes. It's meant to be contained, it's used in wetlands and invasive projects all over the state. It's in there, so it'll be good like that. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Mr. Nagy, I request that you stand up and do the same thing, please. Thank you, sir.
So this is the contractor who is doing all the trimming of the sides of the canals.
Correct.
So, first of all, the work looks good. It's very thorough. But I was alerted by my security cameras on the 13th that there was trespassing on my property.
We can't hear you.
Okay, on the 13th, there was trespassing on my property by the contractors who were cleaning the canal. So the sheriff has a report. They went off right away into my property, took material for their use on their work. So it's all in the police report, in the sheriff's report. That's unacceptable. It's a violent... I'm not going to count the number of violations.
Okay, if you don't mind, Mr. Nagy, we'll give you plenty of time to speak. We were having a report from the contractor. We'll give you time. You asked if you could ask him a question.
Why are you arguing with me?
I'm not. I'm doing this...
He completed his report. You asked for questions.
No, I didn't ask for questions.
I'm done. You heard me. I'm done.
Thank you.
We'll save that for the end. I'd like to hear more information on that. So
okay.
If anybody's got anything else, we'll save it at that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Audrey.
Oh, am I up?
I guess, I'm sorry, Mr. Edenfield. No, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mr. Edenfield's report. I'm sorry.
Oh, my turn? Okay, real quickly, we currently have 25 applications at some stage of review. We have received no new permit applications this past, since the last meeting. We have closed 5 with final inspections, and we have conducted 20 inspections during the period. To the other issues we've been dealing with, we did receive the survey that we were having conducted throughout the district, which is where they're coming in and surveying the roadside culverts. We asked them to, for purposes of the FEMA projects, we asked them to expedite certain areas, particularly in the weir structures and the areas where we had bank failure as a result of Ian. We received that today. We've got it under review, and we expect to have plans together for the bank restoration sometime early January, and we'll get that out for bid. The information that we've got on that they have completed on the roadside work looks very good. It's very thorough and very detailed, so I'm very, very pleased with that work. So just FYI on that, the first deliverable on the survey is in. We're also working on the right-of-way manual. The update is still ongoing. We expect to have that in by late January for everybody's review. We'll get it up, once reviewed and blessed by everyone, we'll get it up and on the website. We're currently still using the one that is of record, the old one. So where we have issues with it, we pointed that out to the applicants just so they're not getting hung up on things. So we participated in a statewide MS4, Municipal Separate Storm Sewer System web call. And nothing really new to report on that. There is a new MS4 permit. Just a little background on that. Lee County is the primary permittee for the MS4 permit in Lee County. We are a co-permittee along with other CDDs and special districts throughout and municipalities throughout the jurisdiction. There is a new permit that's coming out. They're expecting, don't know when we should expect that permit to be issued. And that was the formal information from the state. We did have a meeting with two professors from Florida Gulf Coast University to discuss with them about the water quality study that we need to have done that will characterize the water quality of our discharge. They're putting together a plan, and we'll work with them to continue putting that plan together and then bring that to the Board of Supervisors for discussion. Can everybody hear okay? Everybody hear? If you're having trouble hearing, maybe you want to pull your mic up just a little bit. I'm having trouble hearing you down.
Oh,
okay. Late in the day, the voices are worn out. So that's it on the MS4 front. We'll, once we get a plan together with the FGCU folks, we'll bring that in. They'll have a budget for it, and we'll talk through that issue. I was going to report on the canal cleaning, but thanks, Doug. Got that. We've worked during the period since the last meeting. We've worked with FPNL. We provided them with some survey information and trying to establish where the boundary of the district is and whether or not there was adequate right of way for them to put a transformer in that area. We submitted some information to them and have not heard back from them. And that is what I've got for this month's report.
Thank you very much.
I have a question regarding the weir survey and the
John?
Regarding the weir survey and the canal survey work for FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
are we, then you said something about putting out for bid. Is FEMA expecting us to give them the survey information with bids or just the survey information?
FEMA's expectation is for us to design the project, put it out to bid, and then have them approve that the bids.
So all by March.
And we will believe we can get that done on the bank stabilization part. The weirs, we simply, our goal right now, because of those timelines, is to get it in and under review by the permitting agencies. One of the conditions for an extension is permitting. And they will give you additional time once it's in for permitting. So our goal is to have a set of plans prepared and submitted to the South Florida Water Management District and possibly the Army Corps of Engineers before
the weir, well, before for the weir improvements.
For the weir improvements, yes.
Thank you very much. Jeff, any questions? Manager's report.
Okay, so the pastor was able to bring some pictures up. I took some pictures on Melanie Lane, at the end of Melanie Lane. The soils are pretty torn up. People have been riding over, literally over the curb, onto Melanie Lane from Imperial Parkway. So I brought some pictures in that the pastor will be able to show you guys the damage that's being done with reckless use of the right-of-way in just a second. You can see the tire marks, and they're actually, it's not a golf cart. I can ride in between those, the tire marks that are up there, but definitely might be able to go left and right faster. When you, there you go, and go through them. A small view. Anyway, there's several tire marks that have just come literally from Imperial Parkway and just right down to the swale to cut across onto Melanie Lane, which is really unfortunate. I don't know if we can get some lava rocks or something up there to prevent that, because it's only going to damage our swales and our system. Also, I don't know if the pictures are in there, but I scored a file cabinet. We now have two file cabinets that are like in brand new condition for the total of $35. I got one for $10 and one for $35 on Facebook Marketplace. One of them values at $409.99 on Office Depot, and the other one was like $379. So that's a score for us. As far as the lights, the FPL, I was able to send them the check. We have all of the documents ready for them to start working to put a light on at the entrance of Strike Lane, and also in order to get the light at the gate. So this check was sent to them. I did ask Maxwell, and he said that they usually shoot really far ahead, but he has seen things get done in weeks to a month or more. So we're kind of like at their mercy for an actual solid timeline. I did speak with Captain Lee. This is just a little community report here that he will be providing us with one of his sheriff's officers to join in the Gulf Cavalry. I just thought that was kind of cool. I wanted to share that with you guys.
Thank you.
And that's it for the manager's report.
I'll do a quick question.
Please.
Regarding the placement of the FPNL lights, mm-hmm. are we going to try to coordinate with Ron and I to make sure where they're going to be placed because of where we're going to put the cameras as well?
Yes, I will be in touch with Mr. Ivey again, and I did let him know that we wanted to be present for this so we can coordinate the placement, because it will have to be conducive for the camera system as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to try to move this mic a little bit here, guys. It doesn't seem to like run without making a lot of noise. Okay. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The most everything has been covered. There's going to be, for those who don't know, there's going to be a traffic light installed at Strike and US 41. City of Bonita Springs has already let all the contracts and everything for that. There's no paperwork left to be signed. It's just simply when the contractor starts to work. So that should happen by spring.
What about Old 41?
Mm-hmm. US 40, Old 41 and Strike Line. Yes, sir.
Which is not our roads. That's
no, but the reason Mr. Nagy asked the question was because Strike Lane goes across up to the Circle K, and he was trying to clarify that it wasn't on Route 41. I'm sure that was the question. We have to probably in the near future start thinking about replacing the fence around the ponds up front. Their poles are getting really rotten up there, so it's something down the road we need to put some money aside.
Sure.
By the way, this fence is
So how have we been making on doing on the additional collections for the, not the actual phase one and phase two that we this tax, but the people that have been mailing in the checks? Have we been, how's that been going?
So as of to date, we actually have, you're talking about the SIP phase two?
Right.
Okay, so there's been a total of 268 total payments have been made. Those are not full payments, some are full payments, some are partial, totaling $50,441.85. And the outstanding balance is $122,344 is outstanding so far.
Okay, being this early in the year, I think we're doing pretty good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
Okay.
I guess the next thing, just basically come to the Christmas break. It's not actually something the San Carlos Estates Water Board puts on. It's done by the community, and it's being sponsored by Peter DeBez. He's the one heading it up. We're just helping support him, so hope everybody comes out and joins us. That's the chair's report. Treasury report, which...
So I'll be giving that to you as well. So the beginning would have been the start of the treasurer's report, just to bring that up. I did give you guys all the financials, all the bank statements. You have the minutes to approve for both meetings last month. You have the agenda, so all of that has been handed to you. As for the position, we are in the middle of an audit right now. So for the position for Secretary Treasurer, the pool has yet to be expanded. Was wondering if it would be best to kind of postpone for a little while until the audit is complete, because I'm still actually learning the position. So we're not getting much feedback, for one. For two, it behooves both positions for the manager to know thoroughly both positions before it's handed off. Just want to throw that out there.
When do you expect the audit to be completed?
I'm hopeful, usually by March.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we can work this out.
I'm okay with that. I think that's
okay with that. Huh? Okay. We're just going to postpone the hiring of the secretary's position until we've completed the audit. Anything else?
Oh yes, I just wanted to. When I was reconciling the checking account, we had a check that was never cashed. So it's now a void check. So I just wanted to bring that up to you guys for like policies, what we can do for checks that weren't cashed so that we can balance that out. I can void that check and then reissue another to the vendor in that case. A small amount, but still, nonetheless, I just wanted to bring that up. So this way I can reconcile the checking account correctly.
So do we need to amend the policy and procedures to have that for void checks?
No, I believe it's in there.
Okay.
I just want to let you know if you see like voided check, don't know why.
Anything else?
Let's see. My eyes dilated. I'm good. Sorry.
Let's have the attorney's report, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have two items that I'll mention to you this evening. The first is that the Florida legislature is in its committee meetings at this time. There has been a proposed legislation, a proposed bill that has gone through the first committee meetings that relates to independent special districts in Florida that are under the control of Chapter 189 of Florida statutes. And you are a Chapter 298 district. You have a specific statute that applies to you as a water control district. However, you are also under the provisions of Chapter 189 as well. So this new legislation could have an impact on the district. So far, the primary provisions of the new legislation deal with ad valorem taxation, so that will not affect you, and also deal with term limits of elected officials. And because you, your positions are elected at the annual landowners meeting and not as a part of the general election, that should not affect you either. Those are the two important provisions, Mr. Chairman, that are contained in the legislation, but there are a number of other reporting requirements and things which may affect us down the road. The first draft of a bill is oftentimes very different in form from the final bill that is passed. And so we may have other things that we have to do, other reporting requirements we have to do in future years. But at this point, I'm not even sure that that is going to happen. But it is out. It is happening. It is working its way through. And the committee chair that I spoke with earlier, well, it was like, indicated that the bill is supported by leadership in the House, and so they believe there's a high likelihood that the bill will pass in some form this year versus the normal process of a bill being considered for multiple years before it finally is passed. Item number two regards your item 10C, Mr. Chairman, of the 22-23 budget amendment resolution. This was tabled from last month. I spoke with Ms. Audrey, and then I also spoke with the auditor and asked the auditor if he would prefer us to wait and postpone taking action on this budget amendment until he completes the audit. The reason that might be relevant is, as a part of the audit process, the auditor reviews your year-end revenue received and also your year-end expenses, some of which can come in after the end of the year for a time period, but still will be applied to the books from last year. And so the auditor asked me to hold off on adopting the budget amendment resolution until he is finished with his audit. That will give you, the board, the final numbers to include in that audit. So in that budget amendment resolution, so that you'll only have to do one instead of one now and then one when he finishes the audit as well. So that is item 10C of your agenda, Mr. Chairman, and you can remove that under the amendments to the meeting agenda item next. You can remove item 10C from the agenda and strike it off your list. Thanks to be this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Any amendments to the meetings, to the agenda for the meeting?
Yes, sir. Just the removal of item 10C, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion on that?
If you would, please, sir, so that it's not there.
John?
Make a motion to remove item 10C for the agenda from today's meeting.
Second. All right. The motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all the next items require action by the board. Monthly meeting minutes approval, 11-13-2023 and
11-20-23. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Did you call for public input?
Oh, yeah, public input.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jumped right past that one. Public input on business agenda items, 3-minute limit.
ones. Is this one?
Do I get this? This one after my bring up my question about what's going on.
If you go out,
there's a public input for 3 minutes at the end of the list here for general information.
So, Mr. Chairman, I can clarify if you would like me to.
Please.
This public input time period is related to any of the agenda items that are under item 10.
Okay.
And then there's a separate public input time period at the end of the meeting, or just general public input on any topic related to the district.
Okay.
So yours is general public input, not related to a...
I guess it would be. It's dealing with something in the canals, so when I bring that up.
Yes, sir, that would be under public input, generally related to the district.
So that's
at the
end.
No public input, we're going to move forward. Business agenda items requiring action. Monthly meeting minutes approval 11/13/23 and 11/20/23.
Make a motion to approve the minute meetings from 11/13 and 11/20/23 meeting.
Aye. Motion passes. Financial report approval 11/30/23 bank statements 11/30/23 financial reports 12/31/23 bills and financial report as of 12/18/23.
Make a motion to approve the financial statements.
Second.
Aye. Motion carries.
10C is removed.
10C is removed, Mr. Chairman. So you can have 10B.
Thank you. 5-year goals on website. How's that going?
We're working on it. Any volunteers want to join in?
If
you want to help, you can help.
That's okay.
So, David Nagy just said he would volunteer with 5-year goals. So, I'll get you a draft in the next couple of weeks of what I've been working on so far. Okay?
So no action is required. Okay, thank you. Anybody else want to volunteer for that?
Okay. The new guy?
Signage on Cockleshell and Strike Lane updates.
Who had that?
We both did. So,
yeah, we both did.
So with respect to what occurred last month for the meeting regarding the improvements on the gate electronics. We're going to put up some signs, like a vinyl banner, one on Strike Lane, one over near the gate, that basically says, note, you know, new electronics are required in the gates, and any of the transmitters, we call them clickers. If you want the new ones, start ordering them now. We're getting a special of $25 right now on the first bulk order. After that, it's going to be $50. So when we get a hand count of that, we're going to then order them from the manufacturer. And then probably at this point, they're scheduling sometime in early, mid-February for the electronic upgrade. So we have time, but we want to give people notice. So we're going to put some notes mm-hmm. for the banners saying, go to the website to get the specifics.
Thank you, John. You covered both E and F.
Oh, yes.
And we've got G covered. Secretary Treasurer update with postponed that.
Yeah.
Okay, move right on. Supervisor comments. Any of you have any? Wait, I'm back now. Public input, 3-minute limit. We do have a timer. You have 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Anybody that does want to speak who can't come to the podium, we will bring you a mic.
So,
anybody hear me?
Yes.
Hey.
So, Chairman and the Board, I want to thank you guys all. I've seen what you've done to the neighborhood, driving through, and hearing stories, and you guys have been doing a great job. This new board has been fantastic. I have to compliment you all first off. Second of all, I'm going to give you a scenario. I want everybody to think about how they would answer this scenario. So let's say you have, you're gonna hire a cleaning lady to clean your house, okay? And she says, I want $100 to clean your house each week. You're like, okay. She says, I'm going to clean your whole house. So she comes in the first week. She does her entranceway, does great job. Everybody comes to see your house. It looks great. But she didn't get that back room. She didn't clean it up. So he's like, oh, maybe she forgot. Paid her. Next week goes by. She didn't get that back room again. But the flat looks great. So this goes on for a month, 2 months. At that point, here's the question. A, do you give her a raise? B, do you ask for money back? Or B, or C, do you fire her? I would like an answer from somebody. A, B, C, or D?
I have to ask a question. What's this in context of?
No, would you please answer the question? And then I'll let you know.
I'd say D. Yeah. Come here, let me show you what you're missing in the last 2 months. Yeah. Clean this, let me see how well you clean that. And then decide if you're going to fix it or fire.
Would you just scroll through and then look at the pictures and then scroll back to that.
By the way, who are you?
My name's John Paul Walensky. I've been in the neighborhood for about 10 years. I live towards the end of the street, at the end of the strike. You see what you're looking at? You're looking at, and pass it on, please.
Looking at some grass.
You're looking at the canals towards the end of the neighborhood.
Where?
On Strike Lake, down towards Roger Dodger and Whipple Wheel and further south.
I know where he's at.
Yeah.
North side?
Yeah, are you south side or north side?
Which one? Side?
Well, you can't make a right. It says, I'm not on strike.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the swale behind.
It starts from 4 streets before you get to the end. It starts like that, and it just gets worse as you go down.
It's a long strike.
Yes.
It's strike and all the ones to the north, 4 or 5 roads to the north. So my complaint is, and I wanted to know what you want to do about this, and I'm not here to complain, but I need to be recognized for this, because I leave Strike Lane, and it looks beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But the guy's getting paid to do a job. Wait, look at the grass. What's it look like to you guys? Looks pretty bad, right? Did you look at him? It's this high. He hasn't cut the grass there for 4 or 5 months, but he's getting paid full amount of dollars to cut the whole plant. He says, I want $120,000 or whatever it is. But you're doing the whole job. So I let it go, and I let it go, and I wait. And I'm like, I'm patient. Then it comes to a point, you've got to say, hey, what are we paying you for? Are we paying you $120 to do three-quarters of the job? Or are we paying $120 to do the whole neighborhood? What's the answer?
Hey, John Paul, we've got your question, and we will look into it with Tony. I'm going to have Audrey do that, and we've ran out of time, so
Now I'm going to bring up another subject.
Well,
so real quick, on the last street down, they're doing donuts constantly, okay. 4 in the morning.
John Paul, all right. I have to say the rules for everybody.
I got it.
So with all due respect, we appreciate it, and we are aware that is being addressed and taken care of.
When's the action? What's the time on that?
Just as an answer for everybody that doesn't know, we're in the process of blocking off Waterfall. It will be barricaded. It will not be a road for use. The owners of property on that street will be given the code for the gate that will be placed there. We have drag racing going on down there. The concerns are somebody getting killed and dying. They're interfacing with motorcycles and smaller vehicles with big vehicles.
Yay, finally.
So we're working on that right now. The engineers were working with the city, with the fire department, the sheriff's department to get this done. Okay. Mr. David Negan, please. Wait till he gets up.
Related to the engineer report, you mentioned 2 projects, Weirs. So I guess you're putting some active weirs in that are going to require some work by somebody in the district. So
I would like to answer that question for you real quick, if you don't mind. Don't time me for the time I'm talking. During the FEMA project and over the past year and a half, we've got FEMA on board for replacing the weirs at their cost, not ours. They're going to put gates in those. It comes under a mitigation project that they put in place. Prevent future flooding and not to have to pay out for that kind of thing.
Okay, so my comment on that is you might want some policies and procedures about who's operating and when to operate, because in the past that other gate was really kind of ignored for a while. So, okay, and the second project you mentioned was a canal bank stabilization. That's understandable. And are there other ones? And are there applications, grant applications that are in draft, that are approved, that are pending? And can we see them?
There are a number of different FEMA projects that are on the books currently. There are a number of different FEMA projects that are on the books. Peter DeVise is a better source of information on that. If you'd like to get a list of those, I'm sure we could send you a copy of the list.
Yeah, I'd like to see the applications. I know there's one that's related to kind of flooding some properties or storing water, as you could say however you want, but storing water within the district, which I would suggest we have some active conversation about that. I'm sure there's upside. I can imagine tons of downside from that. So you might want some public input on whether we
have been discussing these at most of our meetings for the past year, which you've attended many of. So I'm sort of surprised at the question, but we will try to provide you with all the information that you want.
So, yeah, okay, thank you.
Just in response to that, so since you brought it up, the storage project is a much, much bigger project. Actually, that is not one that FEMA would address. It's going through the FEMA process, but it's really being dealt with by the HMGP, or Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, and other sources of funding that we're looking at. And it will be a very extensive study that will occur prior to that becoming a reality. But that is a much bigger and grander project than just restoring a canal bank or something along those lines. The issue has been that as you deplete storage that's currently existing within the district, you simply raise the water levels from the water that's there. And elevated water levels tend to cause the flooding issues. So the goal there is to retain some active storage if it's available. And but again, that's a much, much bigger project than the current FEMA program that we're dealing with. So love to sit down and talk to you about it if you're interested. The weir gate next to your facility, next to your property, that screw gate, it really doesn't affect anything other than the flow passing through the filter marsh. So,
may I?
So.
So I've had this discussion before, and I see what that gate does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, you're correct. It drains from the filter ponds, filter marshes, into the canal,
mm-hmm,
along strike there. But those filter ponds, if you back it up in the filter ponds, it backs up 23 miles of culverts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that might be nothing to you, but
No. So,
and maybe we should store more in the culverts, and I know some of the culverts have collapsed, and that's another thing, too. But anyway.
Eventually.
No. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your input. Yes, ma'am. Would you like to take the mic, please? Thank you.
I just have a question. Could
we have your name, please?
My name is Maria Gámez. I live on the corner of Mountain View and Strike Lane.
Thank you.
And when I walk to Stillwell all the way to the end, I see the water dropping down. There's a lot of garbage in there. I just wonder, when the water is dropping down all the way to the end on Stillwell, there's a lot of garbage.
Okay, as the water retracts and goes down, you're now seeing trash in the canal, or in the ditches.
Well, I have been seeing that for quite a while.
Okay.
I just keep forgetting to ask.
Well, thank you, because along with what John Paul had to say, your second complaint on that, we'll get the manager to take a look at it, and we'll see what we can do about it.
I just wonder when I'm walking.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any other input from the general public here this evening? Thank you very much. Supervisor's comments. Any supervisors got anything to say? Okay.
No. Do you? Always bless me.
Okay, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for being so legal.
45 minutes.